Yes, how are you?
Good.
Okay.
Are you all right?
Yes, I am.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Scott?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
And Trustee Samuels?
Yes.
Will you verify that the we have a, well, number one, we do have a quorum, and of course, verification of meeting notice?
Yes, it was posted as required by the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
Okay, now the next matter of business. First, let me just say this to our new members, that on behalf of the board, I want to welcome each one of you here, and I trust that you will enjoy this next part of the journey of your life. I promise that it will be exciting and I think quite rewarding. Those of us who've been on the board have found a great opportunity to do good as we've sought to continue the great tradition of the school of providing excellent education to our students. And so with that having been said, let me give you an opportunity to say anything you'd like to say before we start. Ms. Sammy's wanting to say anything?
Sometimes I speak too long and I find myself without adequate words today. I'm just impressed with what I've heard, what I've seen, the people I've heard speak, and the members of the board. I look forward to participating in this process as you've described it.
Could you tell us what you do in your other life?
In my other life. I have for many years worked for Open Lands. It's an environmental organization. I work in neighborhoods. Primarily, I've worked on the west side of the city, currently working in the Englewood community, to organize residents to do open space planning with the goal of improving the aesthetics, of course, but also to improve the health, the natural habitat, and as currently people are much more and more interested in access to food, freshly grown, locally grown, and nutrition and health and exercise. So my focus is what's done to the land, its land use, but my method of operating is to work with people and organize people. I have found it very satisfying to work in the Englewood community. There are wonderful people there, as there are in every community, and so that takes up most of my work. I run an organic gardening class, starts in January. If you're interested, I can give you more information. So I do all the things that are related to open space and plants and health in the environment. I see myself as a community organizer. That's my work, and I have the strongest belief in the need to achieve social and environmental justice. And I feel that my work here at the university, I will learn from work being here. I hope I can participate in meeting the needs of this university to become the best it can be. I see it's already fine. It's wonderful. The staff I'm very impressed with, and I look forward to the future.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Trustee Scott.
Good morning. My name is Z Scott, so we're going to remove all the rest of the letters here. I'm a partner in the law firm of Mayor Brown. It's a global law firm of about 1,800 lawyers, and we have offices worldwide. My experience as a lawyer includes a long span of time in the U.S. Attorney's Office here in Chicago, where I was a federal criminal prosecutor, a couple of years as Inspector General for the Office of the Governor, and now as a law firm partner. I am excited about the prospect of serving on the Board of Trustees here at Chicago State. You know, I'm a South Side native. I live on the South Side. It took me 10 minutes to get here this morning, although it took me a longer period of time to find the place. But as time goes on, I know I will learn the facilities and the university. I've always thought of Chicago State as a vital and important part of the community that you serve, and also part of the larger population of universities in Illinois, an important part. This university provides so much to so many people, children, you know, the elderly. My mother's taking classes here. My kids have taken classes here. This university continues to support my niece and nephew and their after-school activities. So there's so much going on here. And there's Chicago State has a story. to tell that goes beyond some of the things that have appeared in the press. I think that some of the positive news needs to get out, and I think the university will, with the economic times as they are, no sign of really turning around for little people, you continue to see students interested in pursuing higher education here at Chicago State. And I know the university is preparing itself for that population, and it hopes to attract that population as it looks at itself and how it can continue to play an important role in our community. So I'm happy to be here. I'm actually excited to be here, and I look for your support as I grow as a trustee.
Thank you very much. Well, that brings us to the first item on the agenda, which would be the approval of the previous minutes.
I don't believe we have previous minutes, because this is a special board meeting. So we don't need to do anything at this time.
Thank you very much. So we'll set aside that matter. That leads us to the grants and contracts over $25,000.
$250,000. Mr. Chairman, I move, we have had a finance committee meeting and thoroughly vetted each of these. So I would like to move approval of the Chicagoland Regional College Program grant.
Is there a second?
Second.
We moved in second.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Scott?
Yes.
Trustee Samuel?
Yes.
And Trustee Finney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I would also like to move approval of the At-Risk Youth Initiative grant.
Second.
Been moved and second.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Scott?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
Trustee Samuel?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I would also like to move approval of the banks listed in the report to be possible depository institutions.
Second.
We move and second.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Scott?
Yes.
Trustee Samuel?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes. Okay, that concludes this part of our agenda. Public matters?
No, there's 10.
Other matters?
No, we're not doing
that. Oh, okay, I got it.
Send that updated.
Thank you.
Other matters, public and employee comments?
Good morning, trustees. For those who do not know, I'm a new employee here at Chicago State University. My name is Kwesi Ronald Harris. I am the director of the African American Male Resource Center here at Chicago State, and I would like to take this time to alert and to inform this body that next Wednesday we're going to be hosting a networking luncheon in the Cordell Reed Student Center. It is actually a call to order or call to action of the men on this campus of Chicago State University. Studies have shown that African-American males are more likely to graduate from institutions where they feel connected with university faculty and staff. The African-American Male Resource Center is sponsoring a free networking luncheon. Now, for some of you, and this is not to exclude the women in the body, it's just that this is a call to action for men. What we're clear about after polling and talking to some of the young men in the Cordell Reed African American Resource Center, a lot of those young men have not met or have not had the privilege or the honor to meet a lot of the males, faculty, and staff on this campus. And we think that's important. Young men cannot be what they can be until they see the possibilities in the men that are in this room. And so we want you to be the example that they can sample so that they can be the prototype and not the stereotypes. So I'm sharing that with you today. All men that are here today, come out and have lunch with us next Wednesday from 11:30 to 1:30. And I would also like to take this time to thank our president and others who were instrumental in getting me here to this campus. I'm very excited about being here, and we're going to definitely make a difference as it relates to our African-American males. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Others?
We have the Gala Affair coming.
I'm sorry?
The alumni, no, the Foundation Gala Affair.
Someone want to speak to that?
Good morning again. Very briefly, the Friends of CSU Award Gala will be held next Thursday, November 19th at the Hyatt Regency Chicago downtown on Water Street. From 5:30 will be the reception, and dinner will be at 7. Dr. Tolliver will be offering the invocation, and I want to extend invitation to everybody. Our honoree this year is Lester McKeever. We will be also celebrating the work of our Division of Continuing Education and Non-Traditional Programs.
More public comments, employee comments? Hearing none, the chair will... Oh, okay.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Sudie Davis, the athletic director. I just wanted to remind you that on Friday, we open up our basketball season. 7 o'clock, we play Concordia. I expect to see everyone there. Our men will be playing Concordia. Our women this year has been invited to a very selective tournament, which they will start on Thursday, the WNIT tournament. There was only about 12 teams invited in the country. We were very happy that we were selected because of the season we had last year. So please come out and support your teams. I'm looking for the entire board here to show up. I'm watching and looking at everyone's head go. And I know that my staff behind me will be there. So we have plenty of seats for you. So don't hesitate, but come out and root for the Cougars. Thank you.
Can you have your staff stand so we can just see who's connected to the
Right now, I think the only one here with me is Mark Sippich, who is athletic business manager. Our volleyball coach was here, but she had to get back over to take care of some things.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning again. Sometimes I go on record as lodging complaints. So I wanted to go on record as lodging at least one compliment, and that is I appreciate the half an hour later start time. So just wanted to note that. The other thing is that if the board could suggest to the governor, these are just things that I've been hearing more recently from alums of Chicago State, that we appreciate the selection of the new board members, but some alums of the university would be important to serve on the Board of Trustees. So again, that's from members of other alumni of the university and just other people who have been sending me a number of emails, and that they're happy that there have been new board members that have selected. But if you could gently suggest, Mr. Chair, that the governor select an alum of Chicago State University to serve on the Board of Trustees. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any other public or employee comments? Hearing none, the chair will entertain a motion to recess into executive session.
I move that we recess into executive session to discuss employment matters.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Scott?
Yes.
Trustee Samuel?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
So ordered.
Comment? Any public comments or employee comments?
We already did that.
Oh, we don't have to do it anymore?
No.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we adjourn.
It's been moved. Is that second?
Second.
Somebody second.
Okay. Best okay. Second. Second. You probably moved to second.
Yeah, Trustee Hill.
Yes.
Trustee Tolliver.
Yes.
Trustee Samuel.
Yes.
Trustee Hill.
Yes.
Trustee James.
Okay, nice.
Samuel.
Twice.
Yeah, I look forward
That's
to working with
you. Scott, you got it?
Yeah, you just.
Sorted. Thank you very much.
Yourself in shape and hang on for the ride. Huh?
Yeah.